going to do is we're going to show how CNN was really an occultic event. Do you believe that? See, I see past the veil, guys. Way past the veil. The Vatican's a snake. The largest church in the world that says it's Christian is really Satan, posing as Christian. I was born and raised Catholic. My family was Catholic. As soon as I got saved, I was excommunicated from my family. So now let me show you what's going on here so you can see them to the world of the little witch and how they do things. And so here Trump walks out onto the stage, but let me show you what's really going on. So here he walks out onto the stage. He gets a pretty amazing standing ovation from the crowd, but he's walking into a witch's trap. Now, you can go on, I'm not going to play these, but you can go on YouTube and you can just look a circle casting. You see the circle with the pentagram in it. You can go look at, you know, old witches and...
Hi, and welcome to Witch Ways. I'm Colette, and I'm here today to do a deep dive into circle casting.
Okay, so circle casting is just a way the witch gets ready to do her spell. It's like, whatever, it's their prep. Getting ready, and they make a pentagram on the ground inside of a circle. So they have a pentagram, which is considered the casting circle. Now, y'all know that the upside-down five-pointed star, when you invert it, that becomes the sigil of Baphomet, which is Satan. And the whole system I've shown you is a right-side-up star, which represents an angel, and he gets inverted, turned upside down, put into the twin female system. Now, watch this. So, you know, here, she seems like a nice lady, but I'm sorry, she's into witchcraft, and God have mercy on her. I feel sorry for her. I want y'all to see the lights. See the lights? Look at the lights. Pay attention to the filters on the light. See the filters on the light? What is it? It's that right side up, upside down triangle thing I've shown you over and over again. It's making an X. Those are filters on the lights, right? Those are filters. Look at the stage. It's a casting circle. The whole damn stage is part of a witchcraft. I mean, witchcraft is easy to see once you know what it is and once you know how they operate and what their little deal is. They think they're all sly and hidden, but the God's light reveals everything. Let me just show you. So let's do the stage. There you go. So I'm going to draw on the stage. So let's go back here. You see the five... Okay, let me enlarge this. So you see the stage? It is absolutely designed as a pentagram. And in the middle of the pentagram, they're going to do their little town hall meeting. Let's see. So there it is. So there's proof. So no one can say that that's not a pentagram. And they purposely made it an upside-down pentagram. Why didn't they just make a rectangular stage? Question. Why didn't they make just a square stage? It's easier. So why did they go to all the trouble to make this stage? Make a triangle stage, maybe. But they made absolutely a pentagram, and that's called a casting circle. That's Witchcraft 101. I mean, you can go online and you can just see all three ways to cast a circle. Watch this. So there is CNN having Trump out to interview him. And the lady that did it, you gotta do a little deep dive on her. She's not a very nice person.
There's a new Caitlin in town. Caitlin Collins. The next big thing on CNN. And this person may have more big things. Let's take a look. So this person was the moderator at a town hall with Lord and Savior Donald Trump. Savior of the world. The last hope for humanity. Media outlets report that CNN will offer Caitlin Collins a prominent position at CNN. Now, is this a transcaster? What do you think so far? I think many of you suspect something is off with this person. Is that a man or a woman? Or is that an alien? Inquiring minds want to know. Some of these photos are deceptive enough to fool the brainwashed masses. It doesn't take much to fool them. They actually want to be fooled. Hey, look at that. There's an obelisk in the background. Why is that? Is that a man face or a woman face? If you're a man, would you want to kiss this person? Why not? What's up with the turtleneck? And once again, we have the obelisk in the background, behind the scenes, the ubiquitous phallic symbol. The magic's in the makeup. Some of you may be thinking, well, that's just a strong woman. It's a strong American woman with an Adam's apple. They're getting so strong, they're developing Adam's apples and penises. That's how strong the American women are. But look again. That's a hero. That's a man of renown. That is a man face. Come on. A man face with a wig. Now, if you can't see it, you can't see it. That's just the way it is. Move on. If you can see it, you can see it. Don't believe what I say. Think for yourself. Look with your eyes. Are those female teeth or male teeth? Yeah, see, the magic is in the makeup. Covering up that bone structure in the face, and they give it a nose job, and they put on a wig. Shave off the hair on the arms, put some female clothing on there. Good enough to fool most people, because most people just never think about this kind of stuff. Just observe. Look at the data. Examine the evidence. Come to your own conclusions. Now there, they fattened it up a little bit. That one will fool most people, and if that's the only photo I saw, that's not really enough to come to a firm conclusion. Now we're going to examine the Adam's apple. Notice in the background there is the scarab imagery, goddess imagery, angelic satanic imagery in the back. And there's the man with the short fingers and the wide hips. Now there's the square jaw, the brow bone. We're going to look at the Adam's apple. Well, Trump doesn't have one, so we're not going to look at that one. We're going to look at the Adam's apple on the transcaster with the large feet in the white suit. Now, here we go. Square jaw. Adam's apple, there it is right there. If you're a man, feel your neck right now. I'm doing it myself right now. And you're going to feel what you see there, the two lumps. Why is that? There it is. Look at the Adam's apple. Trump wishes he had an Adam's apple that large and a square jaw. See? The transcaster has more of a square jaw and a more prominent brow bone than Donald J. Trump. Interesting. I'm just observing, making a few observations. What were they trying to tell us in They Live? We're observing the same kind of situation as the people in the movie They Live experienced, especially when it comes to the transcasters. But that's just the way it is. They must maintain absolute control over the media. And in doing so, they can control the people's minds. So, we're going to need a bigger boat.
I think is why you held on to those documents when you knew the federal government was seeking them and then had given you a subpoena to return them.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Can I talk?
Yeah, what's the answer?
Do you mind?
I would like for you to answer the question.
Okay, it's very simple to answer.
That's why I asked it.
It's very simple to you. You're a nasty person, I'll tell you.
Brothers and sisters in Christ will upset us sometimes. True brothers and sisters in Christ will disagree with us sometimes. True brothers and sisters in Christ will offend us sometimes. And when we allow that division to cause bitterness, to cause us to separate for reasons that are not biblical, now we're grieving the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit in me loves the Holy Spirit in you. The Holy Spirit in me is kindred to the Holy Spirit in you. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. You're one with the Holy Spirit, I'm one with the Holy Spirit, and therefore through the Holy Spirit we are one. We're one body. And so when we bicker and when we fight, when we carry bitterness, think about those people in your life who you're bitter against and you can't even remember why you're mad at them. Think about those times you cut people off because they didn't agree with you on something that wasn't even a fundamental of the faith. That's your ego. That's immaturity. I want you right now to make sure you leave a like so more people can hear it.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word given to Glinda Lomax. The title is Take Some Time. and this word was posted May 12th, 2023. My children, take some time to enjoy these days before the end of all things comes, for once it begins, you will not have another chance. Breathe the fresh air, feel the peace, and appreciate your loved ones every day. Appreciate the conveniences available to you now. Remember my love for you. I will never leave or forsake you. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air.
TikTok user, your mom's undies. Let's just take a second for the giggles to pass. All right. Anyway, she claims that she is usually unaffected by anything scary that she watches on the internet or TV. But when her uncle sent her this video captured at his apartment in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, she was shocked. Family claims that they have been tormented by frequent paranormal activity for the entire 4 years that they have lived in this apartment, but they say they've never captured anything like this before. What terrifies the family even more is that the dark figure, which appears to have claws for hands, can be seen coming out of their sleeping baby's bedroom. When they received the notification of captured movement caught by their security camera, they say they immediately fled the apartment to stay at their parents' home. So did the family capture some dark entity on camera? You decide.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Emilia Mernez is a singer from Argentina. She's seen here taking a bite out of the apple. Her shirt says, God's favorite. Is she just rock and roll doing the devil horns here? She's throwing up the sign of success, which in this fallen biblical world is 666. She's wearing an interesting outfit, and she's hanging out on the Freemason checkerboard. And she's keeping the vow of silence, most likely about the biblical world, about fame, fortune, and success, and again, most likely about Freemasonry. Brothers and sisters and everyone watching, God bless you.
Someone with something like COPD, a man, I think. Where are you? A man with something like COPD. That's the power of God working on you, sir. That's the power of Jesus Christ working on you. Praise God. Do you mind delivering? Thank you. Have a seat, sir. Now, what's your name and what's the problem?
David. I just I've had some asthma as a child, and COPD is...
It's the power of God going through your lungs. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you, Jesus. Take deep breath. Thank you, Jesus. Deep breath.
Perfect. Perfect.
How's that?
Perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Okay.
last night, walking in, I've had lung problems for all my adult life, and I was just huffing and puffing. And
so tell us about your lung problems.
COPD. Yeah.
COPD.
Yeah. And you called for somebody over there who had COPD. I said, me. And
I remember I said, there's someone, a man here, and you have something like COPD.
Right. And so it was so amazing. It just, one breath, I could only breathe shallow. Very next breath, I could breathe all the way. You know, and all day long, I practically ran back to the car. You know, no huffing, no puffing. You know, no. So,
David, I understand that COPD is not a disease that's curable. That it's a terrible disease. That basically the lungs, I think, go hard or something. So, tell us how it affected your life. How long did you have it?
My whole adult life, you know, when I was younger and playing football and doing things, it was in better control. But the older and fatter I got, the worse it got, you know, and it just not the energy, and it affects your drive and just your ability just to focus and do what you need to do. And so, you know, you think, I'm going to go play with my grandson. Oh, no, I better not, you know, and it's just so different now. It just feels so great.
So what happened last night when you were prayed for? What did you feel happened?
Well, you know, it was very peaceful, just one breath. I couldn't breathe. The next breath I could. You know,
yeah. So what's it like after, is it 40 years or something, to be able to breathe?
Right. It's amazing. I just look so forward to tomorrow now, you know.
Were you on medication?
Yeah, the doctor had me on inhalers and steroids and different things through the years. Yeah.
Someone say, praise the Lord. So, David, look at the camera. There's someone who's struggling to breathe with asthma. There's someone with COPD and all these diseases of the lungs, cancer of the lungs. What spiritual advice would you give them?
Just put your faith in Jesus. He loves us and he wants the very, very best for us. You know, he always wants to be our healer.
Hey, I'm Doug, and I'm here with Chad, and I'm here with?
Ford.
Okay, and you said you've got pain in your knee right now? And how long have you had that pain?
A couple years.
So if that was to go right now, what would you think of that?
I think y'all are miracle workers.
All right, you believe. Okay, so Chad is just going to pray for your knee, and God's going to heal you right now. Okay, now strange as it seems, move around, check for your pain. Be really honest. What's going on?
I can't say it don't feel that bad right now.
There's some pain?
No, there's no pain in my leg. Right?
The pain left, right?
Maybe because y'all played a little mad trick on me.
No, what did you say? You said if the pain went, you would say we were miracle workers.
Right.
Exactly. And I'm here to tell you that I didn't do a miracle. Jesus Christ did a miracle for you right now. That was Jesus.
All right. Got you. Yep, I believe it.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So
Oh, yes. You will be. Sergeant, what? No.